Om Sai Ram. My prayers to Sai Baba to give food to the needy and bless them always. Today, I will be talking about a beautiful write-up from the book Sai at 366, which talks about the happening on 30th of March. And also talks about Annapurna's accomplishment. R.B. Purandare was one of the Sai Baba devotees who visited from Bombay often to Shirdi. It was not known which year it happened, but on a day of Good Friday during the month of March, this incident occurred. It was quite natural that when we thought of Good Friday, we remembered Jesus Christ. This we could find in the following incident too. There arrived a crowd to meet Jesus once. Meals or lunchtime had already passed by then. Disciples of Jesus wanted the crowd to go to their homes for meals and told Jesus accordingly. They need not go back. You serve them food, said Jesus. We have only 2 rotis and 2 fishes only with us, the disciples told Jesus. Then Jesus asked them to bring them and after seeing the sky, blessed and broken the roti. After this, Jesus asked his disciples to serve the food. Around 5,000 people, women, men and children, has taken the food. There were 12 baskets of pieces remaining. This was what called the accomplishment of Annapurna, that is Annapurna Siddhi. I would come over to your house, said Sai Baba to Purandare. What item should I prepare? Asked Purandare. Rice, khichdi, seeda, 1 or 2 vegetables, for not only ourselves, but 2 or 3 more fakirs, replied Sai Baba. Purandare then asked his wife to prepare the food for 5 people and she prepared accordingly. Noon aarti was completed. 5 fakirs came and ate the food. While going, they warned that more people were coming for food. Purandare's wife again cooked the food as she felt that already cooked food may not be sufficient. Another 20 people turned up and had food. After they left, another 10 people had come and taken the food. There was no possibility of further more people to come. Purandare requested Sai Baba to come home to have food. I have taken the food already and my stomach is full, he said. I frightened him, Sai Baba said to people there. The people who had eaten food were all Sai's forms. Purandare has given the paan to Sai Baba. In return, Sai Baba blessed Purandare. Take Balashimpi for food, said Sai Baba. Purandare took him and all did eat the food. The food which was again cooked remained as it was. All items prepared were not only sufficient but remained for 2 to 3 days. The leftover food was taken to Bombay by Purandare couple as Baba's prasadam. The moral of the story. As mentioned in Satcharitra, Baba might come in any form to have food. So, always remember, no matter who knocks your door in the afternoon, request to have food. Food is also called Parabrahma. So let's respect food. Do not wasted. It is very precious and wanted by many people who don't have it. Baba also preached Annadhanam to be the supreme of all the charity or all Dhanam. Create a habit of giving food, even if it means to one person in a day or as it hurts you in the heart. Remember, Annadan always stands in good stead. It helps in cleansing our karmas too. So what are you waiting for? Let's promise ourselves that we will start doing the charity of giving food based on our capability. Bhakta Shri Sai, peace be to all. For more audios, please visit SaiLeelas.com. Jai Sai Ram.